Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, March 14, 2025.
Peruvian farmer takes on RWE over climate change. Saul Luciano Liuya, a farmer from Juarez, Peru, is fighting back against climate change by suing the German energy giant RWE. He claims RWE's greenhouse gas emissions have played a major role in melting glaciers in the Andes, raising the flood risk in his hometown due to the swelling of Laguna Pachacocha. Liuya is asking for 21,000 euros, or about $22,470, to help finance a flood defense project that could cost around $3.5 million. He argues that RWE is responsible for nearly 0.5% of global man-made greenhouse gas emissions since the Industrial Revolution. This pivotal case, supported by the activist group Germanwatch, began in 2015 but was initially rejected by a regional court in Essen, Germany. However, it was later granted an appeal by the Higher Regional Court of Hamm in 2017. A visit by court-appointed experts to assess flood risks was delayed until 2022 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The outcome of this case could set a powerful precedent for holding corporations accountable for their impact on climate change.
Poland's call for U.S. nuclear weapons. Poland's President Andrzej Duda is urging the United States to place nuclear weapons on Polish soil to deter potential Russian aggression. This proposal was discussed with Keith Kellogg, the U.S. Special Envoy for Ukraine and Russia. Poland is ready to host these weapons under a nuclear arms sharing program, aiming to strengthen security for itself and its NATO allies. This request comes amid rising fears of conflict in Eastern Europe, especially after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Poland's defense spending has skyrocketed to 4.1% of its gross domestic product last year, with plans to increase it to 4.7% this year, the highest among NATO countries. Duda emphasizes the need for NATO to adapt to changing security dynamics, advocating for a shift of the alliance's infrastructure eastward. In contrast, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, a political rival, suggests that such sensitive matters should be handled privately, though he acknowledges Duda's good intentions. The discussions about nuclear weapons in Poland highlight broader geopolitical tensions in Europe and could significantly impact NATO's relationship with Russia.
Market uncertainty amid trade tensions. Global markets are facing significant uncertainty as trade tensions rise and fears of a potential U.S. government shutdown loom. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose new tariffs on goods from the European Union, prompting major trading partners to consider their responses. In Germany, lawmakers are preparing to discuss a major 500 billion euro fund aimed at improving infrastructure and ensuring economic stability. Meanwhile, the Bank of Canada has lowered its key policy rate to 2.75% to combat rising prices and sluggish economic growth. The Canadian dollar is currently valued at about 74 cents. In Russia, discussions continue about a proposed 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine, with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio expressing hope for a resolution. Recent data shows that U.S. consumer prices rose less than expected in February, indicating that any economic improvement may be short-lived. These developments create a complex landscape for both investors and consumers.
Duterte accepts responsibility for drug war amid ICC arrest. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has taken a bold step by accepting responsibility for his controversial war on drugs in a video posted on Facebook. This announcement follows his arrest by the International Criminal Court, which has charged him with crimes against humanity. The video, filmed during his transport to the Netherlands, has gone viral, drawing millions of views. Duterte stated, "I led our law enforcement and military," highlighting his involvement in operations linked to thousands of deaths during his presidency from 2016 to 2022. Human rights organizations estimate over 6,000 deaths, with some suggesting the actual number could be much higher. The ICC alleges that Duterte funded death squads responsible for these killings. He was arrested in Manila on March 13, 2025, and is now in a detention facility on the Dutch coast. His daughter, Sara Duterte, the current vice president, has traveled to The Hague to support him. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, described the arrest as a crucial step toward justice for the victims of the drug war. What does this mean for the future of human rights in the Philippines?
Investigation into flawed Boeing 787 parts. Italian police have revealed a major environmental issue involving manufacturing process specification, or MPS, a company that made parts for Boeing 787 jets. In May 2020, authorities caught two men dumping chemical waste in Brindisi, sparking an investigation that uncovered thousands of flawed titanium and aluminum parts used in about 500 Boeing 787 jets currently in service. Claims suggest that MPS deceived clients by using cheaper metals for critical components, despite passing quality checks from multiple certification bodies. Prosecutors allege that for 4 years, low-quality parts entered the aerospace supply chain through Leonardo, an Italian aerospace company. This investigation raises serious concerns about how well companies monitor their own quality. As the case unfolds, MPS's head of quality and several associates face serious charges, including fraud and breaches of airplane safety rules. This situation highlights the urgent need for stricter oversight in the aerospace industry to ensure safety and quality standards are met.
UK and US discuss Apple encryption policies. British officials are in talks with their US counterparts about Apple Incorporated's encryption policies. The UK government is asking Apple to create a bypass in its encryption systems, which would allow authorities to access encrypted data. This request raises serious concerns about data protection, as it could jeopardize the security of personal communications and financial information. These discussions come after Apple removed its advanced data protection feature in the UK, which previously ensured that even Apple couldn't access users' encrypted data. This change has sparked fears of excessive government control and highlights the ongoing struggle between national security and individual privacy rights. On February 25, 2025, Tulsi Gabbard, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, revealed that U.S. officials are investigating whether the U.K. violated the Cloud Act, which regulates data access for law enforcement. The outcome of these discussions could set important precedents for data privacy laws and government monitoring capabilities.
Concerns over U.S. electrical grid amid data center expansion. The CERA Week conference on March 13, 2025 in Houston, Texas, energy leaders raised urgent alarms about the aging U.S. electrical grid, which is struggling to keep up with the skyrocketing demand from power-hungry data centers. These facilities, vital for artificial intelligence, could soon consume as much electricity as a mid-sized U.S. city, potentially making up 12% of the nation's power supply in just 3 years. Samir Vora from Mitsubishi Power Americas pointed out this unprecedented surge in demand, while Mark Christie from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission emphasized the critical need for a more reliable grid. PJM Interconnection, the largest electrical grid in the U.S., is particularly stretched, covering 13 states and the District of Columbia. Recently, PJM reported a shocking 800% spike in electricity prices compared to last year, highlighting the growing imbalance between supply and demand. With projections showing peak electricity needs rising from 152 gigawatts to 184 gigawatts by 2030, the risk of widespread blackouts looms large if new power supplies aren't added swiftly. What will happen if we don't act now?
Foxconn's profit growth amid challenges. Foxconn, also known as Han High Precision Industry, is the largest contract electronics manufacturer in the world, based in Taiwan. The company is expecting a 2.35% rise in net profit for the fourth quarter, reaching about $1.65 billion, thanks to strong sales of AI servers. Looking ahead, Foxconn believes its performance in the upcoming first quarter will surpass the average of the past 5 years, signaling robust growth. However, the company faces challenges from a global trade war, which raises concerns about its future. With significant operations in China and Mexico, Foxconn is affected by increased import tariffs from the U.S. government under Donald Trump. In a strategic move, Apple plans to partner with Foxconn on a new facility in Houston, Texas, aimed at assembling servers for data centers supporting Apple's AI projects. Despite these positive expectations, Foxconn's shares have dropped by 8.7% this year, reflecting investor worries about tariffs and trade policies.
Newsmax Media settles defamation lawsuit. Newsmax Media, a conservative news outlet in the U.S., has agreed to pay $40 million to settle a defamation lawsuit from Smartmatic International, a voting technology company. The lawsuit, initiated in 2021, accused Newsmax of spreading false claims that Smartmatic's voting machines rigged the 2020 presidential election for Joe Biden over Donald Trump. Allegations included that these machines switched votes and were funded by corrupt foreign leaders. The settlement was disclosed in an investor document on March 7, 2025, and made public on March 13, 2025. This case underscores the serious legal risks media companies face when sharing misleading information and raises vital questions about their ethical responsibilities. What does this mean for the future of news reporting? It's a crucial reminder of the need for accuracy in today's fast-paced media landscape.
Trump asks Supreme Court to limit birthright citizenship. Former President Donald Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to step in and limit birthright citizenship. This move follows legal challenges to his executive order from January 20, 2025, which aimed to deny citizenship to U.S.-born children if at least one parent isn't an American citizen or lawful permanent resident. The Justice Department argues that the Supreme Court should narrow the scope of three nationwide court orders blocking Trump's directive from federal judges in Washington State, Massachusetts, and Maryland. Originally set to take effect on February 19, 2025, the order was halted due to concerns about the 14th Amendment, which guarantees citizenship to anyone born in the U.S. Trump's team, claims this amendment doesn't apply to children born to parents who are in the country illegally or temporarily. With 22 Democratic state attorneys general and various immigrant rights advocates filing lawsuits against the order, the Supreme Court, now holding a conservative majority of 6 justices to 3, will play a crucial role in shaping the future of immigration law in the United States.
Chuck Schumer backs funding bill to prevent government shutdown. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, is backing a stopgap funding bill to keep the government running and avoid a shutdown. Speaking from Washington, D.C., he stated, "I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down. This bill needs at least 41 votes from Senate Democrats to block any funding halts, as a shutdown could disrupt essential government services. The urgency of this measure is heightened by past shutdowns under former President Donald Trump, which raised concerns among Democrats. As Congress works on a longer-term budget, this temporary solution highlights ongoing disagreements between Democrats and Republicans. A government shutdown could affect millions of Americans, leading to economic uncertainty and interruptions in vital services."
Threat to independent media in Turkey. Independent media outlets in Turkey, like T24, Medyascope, Daikin, and Bergun, are facing potential shutdowns due to major changes in how Google's search works. These changes have drastically cut visitor numbers to their sites, putting their financial health at risk. On March 13, 2025, these outlets expressed their worries about the negative effects on public access to news and announced plans to contact Turkey's government agency that oversees competition. A Google spokesperson stated that the changes were not aimed at specific sites but were meant to improve the overall search experience. According to a ranking by Reporters Without Borders, Turkey ranks 158th out of 180 countries in press freedom, with about 90% of media under government influence. The financial struggles of independent media have worsened as they rely heavily on Google for ad income, while private companies hesitate to advertise on these platforms. Recently, Gazete Duvar, another independent outlet, announced its closure due to revenue losses linked to these changes and ongoing price increases. The future of independent journalism in Turkey is uncertain as these outlets fight to survive.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.